It is Megan McPeak, who is forging a path where few women have gone before her, into the broadcast booth as a play-by-play announcer.
Washington Mystics play-by-play announcer Megan McPeak will be a part of the first all-female broadcast team to call a Toronto Raptors NBA game.
The reason I do what I do is to make it easier on the next generation of young girls who may want to do, you know, sports media.
The two other game day broadcasters working alongside McPeak are not only women, but are also women of color.
There's another name stamped in broadcast history, another achievement, another first, a moment in play-by-play history. If Toronto Raptors fans did not already know the name Megan McPeak, they do now. McPeak is the first woman ever to call the play-by-play of a Raptors game. She does it while leading an all-female team, including the analyst, sideline reporter, and studio show co-hosts. On the game, Megan McPeak, Kia Nurse, Kayla Gray. At the desk, Kate Burness and Amy Audibert. McPeak is already known to many basketball fans. She's the play-by-play announcer for the Washington Mystics of the WNBA, the Women's National Basketball Association, and the Washington Go-Go of the NBA's G League. Before that, she was doing play-by-play for the Raptors 905 in the G League. Leading the broadcast team for the NBA game between the Toronto Raptors and the Denver Nuggets March 24th is a first for McPeak. A first for a woman. A first for a woman of color. First for a black woman. And it's a first for a graduate from the Broadcasting Radio Diploma Program at Humber College. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 19. A quick search will find you lots of coverage in advance of the broadcast. Stories from TV stations in Washington, D.C., features, interviews with McPeak, stories from TSN, the sports network, which broadcasts the game, and from CBC, where she's also a sports contributor. McPeak's achievements really stand out. Here's a bit from a profile story on TSN leading up to the historic game.
There are lots of words to describe the first. Trailblazer, innovator, determined. All of those apply to Hamilton, Ontario's Megan McPeak, who became the first female play-by-play broadcaster in the NBA G League when she landed the job as the voice for Toronto's G League affiliate, Raptors 905.
Several of the stories in my search make reference to McPeak's basketball reporting start at Humber College. I remember Megan being on her way from one of my news or radio lab classes to a Hawks practice or a game. I remember later her telling me she was starting to do play-by-play for the Humber men's basketball games on the campus radio station, Radio Humber. They would sometimes be starting very soon after she finished playing on the very same court. It's always really cool as a professor to hear of new developments and achievements in the career of a former student. Megan McPeak has been making a mark for a while. In October 2018, she became the first woman in more than 30 years to call the play-by-play for an NBA game. It was the Washington Wizards versus the Detroit Pistons. Several reports come up talking about this idea of the first time in more than 30 years that a woman has done the play-by-play. So let's dig back a little. It was February 14th, 1988, Valentine's Day, some articles point out, when a woman first did play-by-play on an NBA game. She was Leandra Kelly on a game between the New York Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. Many basketball fans know the name Doris Burke. She's the first woman hired as a full-time analyst for NBA broadcasts, but she does not do the play-by-play. Here we are then in 2021 for the first time hearing an all-female crew doing the play-by-play and color commentary and analysis, and the game is between the Raptors and the Denver Nuggets. The show host, Kate Burness, sets up the significance of the night.
To every young girl watching this broadcast tonight, we hope you love seeing the five of us do this. Know you can do absolutely anything, and please dream big. The two women calling tonight's game, here is Megan McPeak and Kia Nurse.
Thanks, Caden. You look at this 9-game losing streak, Kia, and part of that, they have to go against Nikola Jokic. They've got a dynamic duo. Part of that duo is Canadian Jamal Murray. What do you like from him, especially this season, and the power that he brings to this offense?
Well, if I'm the Denver Nuggets and the Joker is my number one go-to and Jamal Murray is my number two, I'm in a pretty good situation.
Now, let's get into some of the play-by-play from the game. Here's what it sounds like. The voices of Megan McPeak and Kia Nurse on TSN in some of the highlights selected and posted to YouTube by the NBA.
Ananobi. He connects from three. Everyone's getting in on the three-point shooting.
Shooting is so contagious. As soon as you see one go down, have some confidence in it.
Dozier, step back three. Green, though, there for the cleanup. He's been in the right place at the right time a few times. Thought about it. Attacks, kicks, extra. OG connects. Ball movement leading to beautiful shots, Kia.
Hey, we're just knocking down threes. Everybody's in on the action. Everyone's sharing the ball.
10 on the shot clock. Almost tripled, kicks it. Porter with the three.
And that's why the Joker's so dangerous when you send doubles or triples. Jack's got a different octave.
He does. I don't think I can get up there. Jokic. 3 minutes to go now in the half. Millsap able to slip completely away from the defense for two.
He is so good at finding those back cuts.
And still getting it done and having an impact on this Nuggets roster. Siakam attacking, lays it up and in.
Women calling the game. McPeak is quick to point out in some interviews not just the lack of women's voices on NBA games, but also the very low number of black men's voices in NBA play-by-play. For women and black women, this Raptors broadcast is a start. And that seems like a high point on which to close this season 5 of the show. There are more than 75 episodes of Crosstalk now, all banked on radio.humber.ca. You can also find them and subscribe or download on Podbean. Just go to podbean.com and look for Paul Cross Toronto's podcast. You can scroll through and download shows to use in a class you teach wherever you are or to study, and I'd love to hear from you. Yes, I'm thinking about season 6. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.